Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this Sunday night, the Flight of the Conchords are coming to town. It's at Millennium Park. The Flight of the Conchords, of course, are the New Zealand comedy duo that took the world by storm. Opening for them is one of the cast members from the Flight of the Conchords show on HBO, Eugene Merman. Merman is a New York-based stand-up comedian who now stars in the hit Fox show Bob's Burgers. He plays Gene, one of my favorite characters. Merman has a few comedy albums under his belt. His latest is a 9-volume, 7-LP comedy album called I'm Sorry, You're Welcome. It came out last year on Sub Pop Records. It not only features his stand-up, but it also features other tracks like A Chinese Woman Eating Lasagna. Or how about a helicopter complaining about his sore blades?
My blades hurt.
And my favorite, a telephone calling a toaster.
I just don't think it's working.
Eugene Merman is a great comedian, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Eugene Merman, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be here.
All right, so let's talk about the show. I mean, this is great that you're playing. I mean, you are playing outside at Millennium Park. This is at Pritzker Pavilion. I mean, you were here in Chicago not too long ago at Pitchfork, where you played outside as well. Do you like playing outdoors as a comedian?
You know, with a comedy show, yeah, if the whole show's outside, it can be very fun. I've done a bunch of shows in Brooklyn, like by the waterfront that we've done. And I did the Hollywood Bowl with Conchords, and that was really fun. So yeah.
Do you have to change your set or change your approach to an audience when you're playing outdoor?
Yeah, when I play outside, I only do U2 songs. So yeah, so get ready for
sure.
For With or Without You,
right.
All of it. Zooropa.
Yeah. You go right for the hits.
When I play outdoors, I do Zooropa.
You've had a great relationship with Flight of the Conchords, obviously being a part of their HBO show, but you also come from a New York crew of comics, Kristen Schaal, yourself, and others who seem to be coming up together and sticking together. Talk about the relationship you have with Flight of the Conchords and the other comedians that were part of that HBO show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually pretty common in the comedy world, where people, you do shows with people all the time, and you know them, and you work with them. You know, Lauren Bouchard, who I knew from Boston, is the person who created Bob's Burgers. And, you know, half the cast is sort of from Boston, John Benjamin, Larry Murphy. So a lot of it is you end up working with friends and you kind of, you often stick together and do a lot of projects together.
Well, you guys have created, I mean, you in particular with the festival and all the stuff that you've done in Brooklyn, you've created a really great Brooklyn comedy scene, a scene that rivals anywhere else in this country. Talk about that scene because, you know, I talk about you and I talk about Kristen Schaal and others, but there are such great comedians that are stand-up comedians that are coming out of Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. There's a really great show at this place called Littlefield in Brooklyn that Wyatt Cenac hosts every week. That's sort of one of my favorite shows that's around now. But yeah, there's a ton of, you know, a lot of the comedy that was in New York sort of moved out of probably the East Village and into a lot of Brooklyn and parts of Queens. There's still obviously tons of comedy in Manhattan, but so much of where people live and perform now is Brooklyn.
How often do you get to do the mics in Brooklyn or to sit in with different comedians at clubs in Brooklyn?
You know, it depends. Often when I'm doing, you know, a tour or something or a special, I'll go and do lots of shows just to practice and, you know, write stuff and try stuff out. So you know, it just depends every week, I guess.
Okay, so let's talk about Bob's Burgers, which is a big hit in my household. My 8-year-old son loves it. He can't get enough of it.
Tell him Gene says hi.
He is a big fan of Gene. He feels like Gene is the closest to him. He said that before, that he's the Gene. Talk about that role, playing Gene on Bob's Burgers, and how it came about.
Well, Lauren Bouchard, who made the show, cast everybody in their roles. None of the main cast members auditioned for it. They were just sort of cast, and then together we all develop the characters. So a lot of each character kind of has our personalities or our comedy personalities.
Are you playing a character in Gene, or is Gene someone that comes from Eugene Merman's past?
I feel like Gene is slightly more well-adjusted than I was in a funny way. You know, because he kind of just is happy-go-lucky and a goofball and kind of embraces it. But yeah, I think Gene is the past I would have if I was now, like, as me now.
the great thing about the program is it does really kind of play to all ages. I mean, it's obviously a show for primetime adult audiences, but as a cartoon, it's going to attract a younger audience. And where there have been troubles with parents who have been having to deal with maybe, you know, their kid being exposed to the Family Guy, which is hilarious, but maybe not appropriate, Bob's Burgers seems to be a better alternative. Do you feel the same way when it comes to this being both edgy and sort of family entertainment at the same time?
Yeah, you know, I think that's actually kind of a great thing that I talk to so many people who can watch the show together as a family and all kind of enjoy it. And I think that, you know, a lot of it has to do with it sort of being, you know, all the characters were all sort of oddballs, but there's a real earnest sort of affection. And I think that really comes through in the show. So it becomes this sort of, you know, off-kilter show, but with a real warmth to it.
This is obviously a animated program for you, you know, making a foray into television, which you've done before, but the idea of doing an animated show, what are the challenges that go along with just being a voice?
The challenges are that you record one day a week instead of five. actually the thing about it that's great is we record all together and then we can try stuff. And the best part is, because it's animated, if something doesn't work, it's just not used. They later take, you know, the best stuff and cut it together. So the thing that's really wonderful isn't really, it's actually that you kind of, you can't mess up in a certain way, because you can do everything and then they can take the best of it.
Talk about the collaboration that goes into a show like Bob's Burgers. I mean, there's obviously a writer's room, but with comedians like yourself and Kristen and John, I mean, there just seems to be, you know, some really great talent that's assembled. What's the collaboration process like when it comes to not only acting it, but writing the show?
We do get to improvise a lot. So the way it basically works is we'll do each scene sort of often twice as written. And then we'll do either throw in different things or try different jokes. And the writers are suggesting jokes. We're trying different stuff. So there's a lot of, and then a lot of it ends up making it on, you know. There's a scene where we were all, where Louise is turning Gene into a little Bob, like in cutting his hair in the bathroom. And then the whole family joins in. And that was all, you know, that was a short scene that was improvised and then turned into this whole thing. And that's the kind of stuff that's really fun.
Talk about the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival. And, you know, that started in Brooklyn and now a little bit in Boston. Yeah. Talk about that, because it seems to be an outreach of your comedy.
It's funny because it began just basically as a joke, where I made a joke to my friend Julie, who we produce a lot of stuff together, and Mike Birbiglia after a show now almost 10 years ago in New York, that I was going to do a festival and call it the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival. And then I was like, well, I'm obviously not going to do that. Who would ever do that? And they were like, that's pretty funny. You should do it. And so we ended up doing it, and then we kind of really enjoyed it, and now we do it every year.
Word travels even to the Midwest about how great the festival is. I mean, it started as a joke, but when did you get serious about it?
I mean, you know, serious is a strong term. But I mean, the second year, you know, once we did it again, it was like, okay, we're going to, you know, we had an idea of what worked better, you know, what kind of stuff we could do, you know, and who was around. I mean, a lot of it is basically like who, like which of our friends are sort of around or want to come to New York to do it.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be something that you continue with the festival? I mean, is that something that you're going to take on
the road?
Or is it
for
just
a few years? Who knows? Yeah. I mean, Julie, who I produce it with, moved to Boston. So, and we've been doing it, you know, still, but I'm not, you know, we'll probably do it for a few more years. Who knows?
With Bob's Burgers and all the things that are coming up, are you working on new projects? Or are you continuing to work in television?
I mean, I'm continuing to do Bob's. I did a pilot, I guess, last summer now. That was a travel show that didn't end up becoming something, but I'm, you know, working on new stuff to probably start pitching at some point in the fall.
Well, the show is on Sunday night. It's Flight of the Conchords, scenes Flight of the Conchords with Eugene Merman, featuring Eugene Merman, who's my guest tonight. The album is I'm Sorry You're Welcome, the 9-volume, 7-LP comedy album, which is out on Sub Pop, and you can see Eugene Merman on the show Bob's Burgers playing Gene. Eugene, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.